Thank you very much for that, and welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast, Border to Border, Around the World on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy to have another segment here with Marlon Wayans. He's going to start working on a new movie called 50 Shades of Black. We're going to talk about that. But remember, if you're in the Bay, come down and check him out tonight at Tommy T's two shows, three on Saturday and one on Sunday as well. And Marlon, I just got a text from a friend saying, favorite ever, Above the Rim with Tupac. When you look back at that, it seems like yesterday. That was a long time ago now, huh?
It was a long time ago. Pac was alive. That was a long time. But Pop got in so much trouble during that time. That was just like the Above the Rim was just like the beginning of a crazy spiral for him. But what a genius he was, man. And, you know, that was a great movie. And I'm so happy that I got to have that experience. I'm glad I got to work with Pac. You know, I wish he was still alive. I think he would have been able to, because he was going to speak his mind. And people would either listen to him or tuned out, or they would have marched or rioted. There was no in between, and that's what you love about Pop.
And it seemed like he had a lot of unreleased music that kept coming out even after he was murdered.
I used to think he was in the in the studio still recording. I used to go looking for him. I'd go to New York, but I know he up in one of these studios somewhere.
Now, we've been speaking a lot of, and I always love talking to comedians because, as I always say, comedians have to be very intelligent. So you can have some very intelligent conversations. But then again, I like just saying Winky Dinky Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog. That was one of my, that movie, mm-hmm. and I'ma Get You Sucker made me want to write comedies. Because it just was so much fun, and it was so poignant. And they said the humor was biting. And it was about something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just about
and your brother, social status. Crew chief.
Yeah, crew chief. Yeah. I made it to crew chief. I was on Fries. But man, now I am crew chief. Yeah,
Robert Townsend is like, I'm going to be a star crew chief. Fat boy.
Yeah, you remember that whole thing?
I remember the whole thing. I watched that over and over and over again. And that was just an underappreciated movie, underappreciated talent in Townsend. And the story goes, I don't know if it's true, that he was going to get on SNL, but then at the last minute they found this 19-year-old kid, Eddie Murphy, who was doing impressions of old Jewish guys, and they're like, this guy is a genius.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and
Brilliant.
That was the call. But do you know what Robert Townsend doing these days?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's writing or producing some movie somewhere. You know, Rob's a brilliant guy, and, mm-hmm. you know, he's a mentor, you know, and has been for years for me. And, you know, he's left his stain on Hollywood, and I'm pretty sure he's creating, and he's in the lab doing something right now.
And that was the first time I saw
him. He got four kids. He got paid bills. He's doing something. He's somewhere making some money.
That was the first time I saw Keenan Ivory in that. And it was Betty, Betty, Betty.
Betty, Betty, Betty.
How many times did you watch that on VHS?
Oh, man.
With your big bro? How old were you? You were like 12?
I went to the movie over and over again. I think I was the one responsible for that. All that box office. I was younger. Betty, Betty, Betty. I was probably 10.
Yeah. Now, another guy I want to ask you about who I think is a comic genius, and he's starting to get a little more love, is a guy who is in White Chicks, is Terry Crews.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, man, a guy that size with his timing and everything. Where did you first run into him to get him in the movie?
I don't know. We came in Red, I think. Or we saw him in something. We saw him in Fridays. It was like, he's funny. And we thought that for that role, he'd be really funny. And I think that was the perfect choice.
Did you see Idiocracy, where he was the president of the United States?
No, I have not. He's so buff.
Mike Judge movie. You should check
it out. It's just so hard for me to picture him as anything else besides some buff bodybuilder or sports athlete or something.
Yeah. Get a chance to see Idiocracy if you get a chance. Tell them Rick Tittle sent you and they'll say who. Let's talk a little bit about 50 Shades of Black, because as I was telling you during the break, there are a lot of parody movies out there, but when I heard this, I thought, man, this thing is going to be good. I don't want to jinx it, but what a great premise to make fun of this movie. And, you know, you're pretty suave. You're a believable guy. So in that kind of role, is there anything you can tease of how you're going to take it?
It's basically 50 Shades of Black is basically 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Christian Grey was black? And he was a really bad lover, and he had money, but you just didn't know where he got his money from. Like, was it like, you know, real estate? You know, it's like shady businesses. So it's a really funny movie, though.
Yeah, and are you Christian Black?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's why I'm in the gym working out. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here eating a sandwich right now.
And that's the other thing, too. I mean, do you think if you weren't famous and you didn't have this, you know, image and you wanted to look good on the screen, that you'd still be working out like a madman?
Yeah, I think because I like life and I like the way I feel when I work out and I like the way I look. I like the way what it does to my spirit. It bends it and makes me go, if I could work my body, I can work my mind. I can work my spirit. I can do it all.
All right, and also Marlon Wayans is going to be, and by the way, remember Tommy T's this weekend in Pleasanton. America's Got Talent. You're going to be a judge coming up here in a few days.
Yes, I am. I want you guys to check it out and see it. It's a really funny, really, really fun show. I hope they kept my jokes, but we'll see. But I had a good time with Howie and Howie Jr.
When you get out there, do you think to yourself, because I'll just put it in terms for me, I was lucky enough to be a Raiderette judge twice.
I thought you said a Raider. I was like, damn.
I wish I was a Raider. I played Division II college football, but yeah, so.
Then I thought you said you was a Raiderette, and I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, it did kind of a Juana Man, White Chicks kind of thing, and it fit right in. But I remember as a judge, I'm like, no, I'm taking this seriously. If you can't dance, I don't care how pretty you are. And if you're a good dancer, but you're not pretty, look, this is an aesthetics thing. This is not everybody gets a medal. I have to make sure that, at least for my vote, that you're both beautiful and a fantastic dancer because you're representing the team here. So for you, when you were a judge, you think, put him through. He's a nice kid. Or do you think, no, y'all got to have talent here?
I think you have to have talent because to put somebody untalented through, that's just painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes unless they're so bad, they're good. Then those are the people I like. I like when they're so bad, they're good.
All right, another TV project, of course, NBC's I Can Do That. How did that all come together and your thoughts on that?
I Can Do That came together. Paul Taleggi over at NBC came to me and was like, you know, he had this great show, this format they had. I didn't really want to host the show, but he kept on explaining how it could be good, and then he sent me to the producers, and I said, as long as I could be funny and I could be me, and they said, we want you to be you. And so I did it, and honestly, I'm happy I did it because I'm really learning how to host and host well and keep a party going because that's what you do when you're an MC and a host. You just keep the party going.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, is that recently David Spade just put out Joe Dirt 2 on Crackle, and a friend of mine actually said, how come there's no White Chicks sequel?
Because I won't put it on Crackle. If I do it, we're going to go to the movie theaters. How about that?
All right. I can only imagine how long it took for you guys in makeup.
7 hours every day.
And
that's why it's taking us so much time to do part two, because like 7 hours of makeup, forget that.
Were there a few times where like you did a scene where you had to like, you know, like maybe the one where you pull off your mask and they're like, now we got to shoot that again. And you got to get back.
I pulled my mask off over and over again. Like when it's time to rap, I just ripped it off my face. Like my face is just now healing. From the White Chicks. My face was gray. I looked like E.T. when he was sick in the river.
In the river. And this is just me, too, but I had a friend who's like, you know, when Dustin Hoffman was Tootsie, he looked good. When the Wayans brothers were White Chicks, they looked good. And I'm like, no, they didn't. You guys weren't fine. Did you think you guys looked hella fine?
I think we was probably two steps finer than Caitlyn.
You don't even need a last name.
Yeah.
From Caitlyn. All right. As we wrap up, I want to make sure that everybody knows that there are two shows tonight, three on Saturday and one on Sunday. Tommy T's in Pleasanton. It's in the East Bay. It's right there. You can take you can take Bart there as well. And, hey, Marlon, man, thanks for rolling in.
Thanks for having me, bro.
When can we see 50 Shades of Grey?
January 29th.
You've already got the date.
Yeah, January 29th.
And shooting starts in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Busy guy. Congratulations on it.
Beasting
right now.
Thank you, bro.
All right. And remember, when we come back, sports talk will re-ensue. The toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And once again, Tommy T's is in Pleasanton. If you can't make one of the shows, what's wrong with you? There are six of them. The hardest working man in show business now that James Brown is no longer with us. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.